Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You have got a plan.
You have got a plan.
You're getting through to my ears.
You're getting through to my ears.
My eyes.
My eyes.
And my heart.
And my heart.
And I am perceiving.
And I am perceiving.
This message is for me.
This message is for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I quoted wrong, so I went digging. And we're going to 1 John chapter 5 because I had no idea what he wanted for tonight. All I heard was, there's going to be a lot of activity, just get ready for the ride. So if you think I know ahead, zero this time. 1 John 5, verse 7. There are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. Threefold witnesses. So I want to back it up to verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. Carrying out his commands is important. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. Everyone. Doesn't say some. Got it? This is the victory that has overcome the world. Even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So that's the beginning. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you've made it. Verse 6, this is the one who came by water and blood. Isn't that cool? He came by water and blood. Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Kind of cool, huh? For there are three that testify. Verse 8, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believe the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Whoa. Amen?
Amen.
That's also a wow. Because there are times that you're going to be looking at your circumstances, at the situation around you, at the grace that continues to flow through you and with you and in you. But the foundation stone is Jesus. It's not all about you and me doing it right or wrong. It is about believing that he is the Son of God. And that he's made a way where there is no way. He's made it possible for you and I to make it to the victory. And he's given us three that testify. And you know, you can say, well, only the water was necessary for his birth. No. If it wouldn't have been from the seed of the Father going into that woman, you'd have an average young man. But it took an act of the Holy Ghost. to deposit a seed of life and light in the likeness thereof that Adam received, because he was the firstborn after the firstborn, if that makes sense. Jesus was before Adam, but the breath of life was in Adam. And everything that Adam lost, Jesus came to give us a way to get it all back. That's the whole transition that we're in the middle of, or in the last stages of, if you wish. And, you know, when you've got 2,000 years of stifling in a church that is barely keeping alive, in a sense that, you know, I believe there was always a core or a remnant.
Amen.
The only thing is, it didn't really have much power. And when it started to show up in the 1950s, you got a little bit of a teaser. Okay? And I can remember in the 1970s, when I came to the Holy Spirit and I got filled, what happened was, it was easy to minister. It was not work. It was a sample of tomorrow. And you've heard me share, you know, how many hundreds were changed and dramatically overwhelmed by God, and over just a simple prayer, and dramatic things would take place, and they would just be transformed. Entire families were transformed. My son, I shared with you, goes out with this young woman from Munson, and her whole house comes to the Lord. Okay? And so, you know, what I look at is this. How do you redeem? You and I can't redeem a thing. But the Lord is able to redeem these broken people. Okay? And I can truthfully tell you that I have witnessed many, and I'm not saying thousands, but many, that had no hope for the future. And the Holy Ghost came in and brought salvation. And there was one particular family where there were three girls and a boy, and the mom and the dad. And after the Holy Ghost invaded that house, one night the father said to me, "You know," he says, "this is between me and you." Now, he's gone to be with the Lord today, so don't think I'm tattling. But he says, "I had a girlfriend, and I was about to divorce my wife and leave my children. But you came into the picture, and you brought us back to the Lord. We hadn't been to church as a family ever. But now we're going to church. And guess what? I got rid of the girlfriend. Because you know what? I have a new wife. And all of a sudden, she loves me now, where I didn't even count. I had zero value in her eyes. I had no respect. But all of a sudden, Holy Ghost did a number. And I said to him, there are three that testify." Amen?
Amen.
I don't need to say anymore. Close your eyes. Say, "Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I know about you. But I want to know you more. I am not satisfied. I haven't got enough. I am not going to settle.
Just for a deposit.
I want the balance. And I'm calling out. I cry to heaven.
I
want all you've got for me.
I want all you've got for me.
And I'm not letting up until I get it all. In Jesus' name. I pray. And I remind you, Father, that there are three that testify. The Spirit. And the water.
The water
of baptism.
The water of baptism.
The blood.
blood.
The blood that washed me clean.
The blood that washed me.
And they're all three in agreement. That I can have it all.
That I can have it all.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I receive. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things. All things are possible. Lord, I receive. And may his anointing take you home safely. May his refreshing wind be at your back. And in the days ahead, be aware that three that testify, and they will not quit on you. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Thank you for your obedience, all of you. Love you.